all.
Thank you, Tara.
Thank you, David.
Ma'am. Hi, Brian. How you doing today?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. I appreciate you for asking. So my name is David. I'm the director here in charge for the state. Now, I do have you listed at a 63080. Is that correct?
No. So that's the address that I was at when I registered my business. My mom lives there still, but I actually moved to Cedar Hill. So that's a 63016.
63016.
Yeah, and I pretty much just, you know, I service, you know, Jefferson County and St. Louis County, but I'm not really in Franklin County too much or Crawford County anymore.
All right, so you're servicing Jefferson and St. Louis County. You're at a 63016. Okay, so give me one second. I'm going to go ahead, because the way it works is there's got to be a listing available in order for us to be able to fill it, right? Now,
right.
We were calling for the listing out of 60080, but, I mean, you're not too far. So let me just go ahead and run this one and make sure we have some available.
630.
Okay. It looks like we do have a listing available in this zip code. Now, the listing for 63016 comes with a 50-mile radius from home base, okay? Now, within that 50-mile radius, we will ensure a first-page placement on Google. And then you also get Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. With Bing, of course, we'll handle all your initial content creation. And Apple, you'll be verified on Apple Maps, as well as discoverable on Siri, voice search, as well as Safari. We also activate you for Alexa, so you get your top voice searches, desktops, and mobiles, right? Now, with this plan itself, it does come with unlimited clicks and calls off the first page, so you would not be charged for individual jobs or phone calls, right? It doesn't matter how many jobs you get or how big they are, your payment stays the same. Now, Tara did request a discounted rate for new and businesses, so that one goes from $5.99 to only $2.99, and for today only, we have our New Year's Eve special, which would take you down to $2.49, and that locks you in at $2.49, right? You would stay at $249 for the life of the account. Now, down at Swanson Services, I don't see that Tara attached to a website. Do you have one yet?
I do not.
Okay. Well, no worries. This listing out of, let's see, 63016, it comes with the website. So you would get we'd buy the domain and we build out the website, right? That would be up for the first 7-14 days, as well as your social media. All of your directory submissions go out the first 5 to 7 days, and those will be live. And then you find yourself first page placement, day 45 of being with us, right? What we do is we get you eligible and verified on the Google network, so your Google My Business profile is live. And then we work on the optimization, that specific algorithms that we'll put in to anchor you to that first page to make sure you do not rotate, right? So by day 45, the whole process should be done. What we do is, as soon as you lock in your listing, we'll send you out the information that we need to get you verified on the Google network, so that way your Google My Business profile is live, right? Normally, that's a short video. It's about 1.5 to 2 minutes. You do it from the residence that or the address that you're going to be registering the business from, right? If it is a residential, what I'll do is I'll mask your address so customers don't see your residential address, but what they'll see is your service area. You'll see the red ping in the middle and a highlighted area on the map that we have geofenced in that you're willing to service, right? And that's the area where we will be data service providing for your business. So we'll optimize the search engines to work for you in that area, as well as social media. So if anybody's scrolling through Facebook that has been looking for your services or any of the services you offer, your flyer will show up organically on the timeline as they're scrolling. Really helps with the new customer acquisitions. And that's already included at the $249.
So it's $249.
That's right.
Yeah. Call me back in like a month. Like right now. I just paid Angie $300 something 2 days ago, and
wow.
I hope they can give me some damn leads too. But had you called me before Angie, I probably would have done it. Right now I'm kind of struggling. You know, like I just don't have the money. So I would be interested, absolutely. I just don't have it. So, if you guys call me back in like a month or even a couple of weeks, I may have it. You know what I mean? This work is up and down. You know, some weeks I'm doing really well, some weeks I'm not.
Yeah. And I hear you right now. Is this your first time going with Angie's List or going with a pay-per-view service?
Yeah, it's fucking, yeah. I really didn't want to do it, but I don't have no work, so I kind of feel like I had to.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did you sign a contract with them?
Yeah, well, I think so. I mean, I didn't like sign nothing, but it's a verbal agreement.
Okay. So, I mean, did they tell you how long? And here's the reason why I asked, right? Go ahead.
They said it's a year contract. If I want to opt out, I can get like 30% of my money back or something like that. But to me, that sounds like I still have to pay them a monthly fee to not even have their service. I don't fucking know. It don't make no sense.
Yeah, no. What it is when you leave the contract, you have to pay 30% of what's left on the contract in order
of the whole year.
Of the whole year. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they're fucking dreaming. I mean, if I can't do it, I'll just
sell
this, cancel my credit card, jackasses.
Yeah, that makes sense. I hear you right now.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
I hope it works out a little bit. But it's not. It's $315 a month. That's only like one job. So if I got a couple of jobs a month, it would pay for itself. But I mean, I don't know. I didn't really know some of the fine print or some of the things, how it all works, and I really don't know how it works. I like the fact that you guys aren't charging me per lead, that you're just charging me to put me on the first page, and I like that, and I wish I would have done that first. They're charging me per lead. They know exactly what, you know, who's calling me, when they're calling me, and all of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, with Google, there's a couple of different things that you can do, right? And I really want you to understand, like, and I understand right now, I mean, it is what it is, right? I'm not worried about it. But I want to help your business now because I feel like somewhere in the future, we'll be back on the line, right? And now here's the deal. I'm going to give you some advice. I mean, the first thing you're going to have to do is really, as soon as they send you a phone number, you're going to have to follow up really quickly. That number is, phone number.
The problem is every lead I've gotten so far are so small jobs. I don't think these people are going to want me to, like, for example, I got a lead that this lady wants help putting a day bed together. Okay, now this is a day bed. I mean, that's a couple hour job or something stupid, and I got to drive 20 or 30 miles to go do that. I got to have a minimum, you know what I mean? Like, just to leave my house, I need like $150, $200. They're not going to want to pay $150, $200 for somebody to come put a bed together. Now they might. I guess I don't know. To me, it sounds really stupid, but maybe they will. I mean, I just seems silly to me.
I hear you right now. It is definitely going to depend how far you're driving for the money that you're going to be working for, right? But here's the deal. I mean, I see that you're offering different services, right? So I mean, if they're going to have,
So how are you seeing this? Is it because this must be because of Angie? Like, I got on Angie's List literally like 2 days ago or yesterday, and now you're seeing that I have a business. That's crazy. Like, nobody's ever called me before.
Well, here's the deal, right? Is your business registered with the state? I mean, I see you're registered.
I'm registered.
So here's how it works. Google is going to get a list of pre-qualified businesses for their first page listings, right? Now, anybody can go on and register at Google My Business profile. The difference is going to be the optimization and one of the partnered companies powering your business, right? Making sure you stay anchored on the first page so you actually get the visibility. So what Google will do is send out numbers, right? It's an inventory department. They're going to send out phone numbers of businesses that are registered that are not yet on the network that look like they may be a good fit, right? Then what we do is we have mapping coordinators that will call out in the areas whenever there's listings that are open. And these businesses that have already been pre-selected by Google, if any of the owners are interested, they'll come on over to me. I'm the director. And different directors in different areas, right? They'll come on over to them. And if you guys are interested in taking the listing, you're available to, right? But what I'm seeing here is I'm able to punch your business name into the little box that I have here on my system. You got to understand, we're premier partners with Google, and we work with the business industry. So I punch your name in here, and it'll show me everywhere you're listed on the internet, right? So you have a home advisor. Is this your website, SwensonServices.com?
No, I mean, they may have created one for me, I guess, but I mean, I don't personally have a website, so I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I see that's Facebook, but that's out of Red Wing, Minnesota. No, I see you on Better Business Bureau, right? So these areas that we have you listed, but we don't have you listed with the Google My Business profile, right? So that's why we're on the live. Trying to get businesses on the network in the different areas, right? So
That's cool.
Now with you guys in particular, here's the reason why. There's so many things that Google can do for you because of the services that you offer. You know, you're doing, you know, porches, you're doing decks, you know, you're doing construction cleanup. I mean, you have a pretty wide range of skills, right? Now, from what it sounds like, is that Angie's sending you some of the smaller handyman jobs, which it happens when you're listed as a handyman. I mean, you're going to get, you know, the TV mounts and things like that. So it's going to be, you don't want those only close to home. I mean, if it's 5-10 miles from home, you know, cool. I'll go for a couple hours, you know, give me, you know, $100, $200, whatever, right? That's one thing.
Yeah.
So if you're going, you know, 20, 30 miles at that point, it's not really making sense anymore, right? So with that being said, I mean, if you're doing landscaping, minor grading, and you're into, like, the paper leads, Google has the number one lead generation product out there, right? What they do is the only time you're actually charged for lead is if you successfully gain the appointment with the client, right? So with Google Verified, I mean, it's, like I said, it is the number one. It's the best leads that money can buy. And in your area, just to let you know, I mean, I wouldn't even list you as a handyman. I mean, I'd honestly maybe go for, like, the porches, the decks. I mean, we're looking to increase our revenue, right?
I mean, I agree. I just, my being that I do such a wide variety of stuff, I feel like handyman is, like, the only good title, but I would like to get bigger jobs and do, like, bigger money projects.
I mean, if you're doing re-sloping, you know, you're minor grading, you know, you're able to do the basement drainage. Okay, you're doing storm windows.
I get this all, like, this is it. Yeah, this is all up Angie. So they're very weird on what they're selecting for me, because all this shit costs money, and I was kind of not trying to pay a bunch of money for fucking, you know, certain jobs. So I was only picking certain things. So, like, you know, like, I do drain tile inside and outside. So, like, you know, if your basement floods, you don't have a sump pump, I can come in and put a sump pump and drain in the basement and then, you know, finish it and whatever. And it just, you know, like, they don't have, like, I guess they don't have the best system when it comes to, like, selecting the things that I serve that I do. And then if I were to select all the things I did, it would have cost me so much money, I wouldn't have even wanted to do it.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So then for the keywords, basically, you know, or the listings, they're going to charge you more for those. Or is it if that lead comes in, you get charged more for that lead?
Yeah, it's stupid.
I gotcha.
I'd like to get full basement finishing. Like, you know, like, if someone bought a house and the basement's not finished, I'd love to build a finished basement. But they said that's one of the big ticket items, and it costed too much money for me to want to keep it that way, you know? Like, I need to get some small jobs rolling in to make the money. Like, I'm not doing much right now, and it's hurting me. So, like, you know, I paid the $350 or whatever, and then fucking the next day I got two leads, and they're both stupid and small, and I'm like, this ain't gonna work, you know, like.
Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you a question. As far as general contracting goes, is that a vertical that you feel you'd be able to fulfill those jobs? That's like accessory buildings, decks and patios, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete.
I got guys that I can sub, absolutely. I would love to be a GC.
Okay, so here's the deal. In your area, if you're looking for, like I said, well-qualified leads that you'll only pay for if you can successfully gain an appointment with this client, with the general contractor category within the Google Verified Network, there is no licensing requirement, and currently there's not even an insurance requirement yet. It says it's going to be updated by the end of the year.
I got insurance.
Okay.
I got insurance. Yeah.
So with the insurance, what they'll do is they'll do a background check. No felonies in the past 7 years. They'll either have Evident or Pinkerton do that one. They'll ask for a valid driver's license, state ID, or United States passport. As long as we can cross those T's and dot those I's, your business showing is pre-qualified. Now, the general contractor category, those are some of the leads you're going to be able to get, right? We have, like I said, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home addition, yeah. home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing, and roofing, right? Now, here's the deal. So if we put you in front of the customer and you're able to get that appointment, that lead would come in at $56, okay? Now, the way that it works is Google allows you to set a budget for your business that you feel fits, right? Now, they'll ask for at least 13 leads on that budget, right? But look at this. The budget would be $728 for 13 qualified leads. We're going to put you in front of 13 customers guaranteed, right? And that's one of the best parts of this program. So basically, I mean, I know it's a little bit of an investment, right? But at the end of the day, this is the only one that's going to pay off for what you're looking for at a reasonable rate and be able to create the return on investment that's needed. I'll even tell you some of the companies that are running it in your area and how much business they had lately. Check it out. Let me pull it up real quick.
I bet you Aztec Roofing is on there.
Aztec Roofing, let's check it out. I'll let you
know. Yeah, I know Benny. Because he used to tell me all the time that he's number one. When he searched roofing and shit, Aztec Roofing is number one.
And he's listed there out of the same zip code?
Similar. I mean, he lived in Sullivan, he lived in Cedar Hill, but he serviced St. Louis area. St. Louis, the suburbs, or whatever. he may not be doing it anymore. This was a couple of years ago, but he definitely is.
He's right here. Yeah, he's right here. I can see him. He's got his website. Yeah. He's got everything rocking and rolling. He's here at the top. He's got some videos going. So yeah, he's put some of that money in. Now, what you're going to notice is that if you do that search, right, say you do the search general contractor near me, you're going to see, guys like RC Roofing, Burke Construction, Wildwood Roofing. Well, when you click on their profile, you're going to see some blue badges that say verified. This business has been verified by Google, passed background check, has business insurance, so on and so forth, right? They build three levels of trust with the customer, and then they pair them exclusively only with your business. So when the customer is being paired with you, what they hear is you're now being routed to your Google verified contractor. Then you receive the phone call. Customer's on the other end ready to speak, right? If in fact you do gain the appointment successfully, at that point your budget will be deducted from what's already been set aside for your business at the rate of $56, right? And that's what really makes it so profitable. We're not just sending you phone numbers and telling you to chase people around that we sent to five other companies that are right next door to you. You know what I mean? It's an exclusive phone call that comes directly to you. And that's what really makes that difference. And that's why these guys are using that program, right? I mean, it keeps all their crews busy all year long. And that's what really is going to make that difference. Now, even if you went with the flat rate for the general contractor, you're going to kill it. Because at $249, if we list you for all of those services on the Google network, right, with the keywords and phrases, it's going to pay itself off. I mean, shoot, we get you one book of business, it's going to pay itself off for the next 3 months. You know what I mean? And that's just the honest truth. But it's because, I mean, you are qualified for a lot of discounts right now. Normally it's at $599, so. I guess.
Hold on a second, dude. I'm going to try something. I'm going to text somebody real quick. So I got a buddy of mine. He's got his shit together. He's doing really, 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 really well for himself. And the way I put it is he makes bucky money. You know what? I'm not even gonna ask him. I'm just gonna fucking. You said $249.
$249. That's right. Bill's worth.
I'm gonna call him after we get off the phone here. $249 flat rate, and that will get you guys to put me on Google.
Google as a general contractor. That's right. And it'd be unlimited clicks and unlimited calls.
All right. Hold on 1 second here, boss. I'm going to call him when we got the phone, and I'm going to tell him exactly what's going on, and he's been helping me with building supplies for my house because I got my first house and I'm trying to move into it, but it needed work. And he'll borrow me the money. So I can just go ahead and fucking pay the $250 right now, and I'm sure I'll get work in the next month before the next $250 is due.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what we're looking for.
I need people calling me, dude. I got a couple small jobs going on right now. I got literally like three jobs or four jobs that I'm going to be, you know, it may only take a couple days to do, and that's it. I'm sitting on the couch, which I don't like doing. I won't do it. You know, I got other shit going on it's stressful as hell, dude. But I guess if I qualify for all this fucking discounts and this can't be a bad idea. The way I look at it is it can't be a bad idea because it's going to give me the fucking advertising that I need. And everybody that I've talked to about this shit, they all tell me I need advertisement. So
yeah.
I guess I got to pull the trigger. I don't necessarily want to do this. It's scary spending fucking money like this, but without the risk, there's no reward, right?
I mean, that is the truth of the matter, right? I mean, in order for customers to find you, you do have to put yourself in the places for them to be able to find you, right? I mean, they can't find you if they don't know.
All right, can you give me, like, just 2 minutes, and I'm going to get my card information for you?
Yeah, no worries.
All right, 1 second. All right, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Fuck. All right. I guess whenever... Motherfucker. One more minute, this dumbass. Oh my god, this is not... Fuck. Alright, I'm almost to a full year of being in business, and I'm like, not sure if I'm even gonna stay in business for the next year because I don't have the customer base. So I guess if I wanna fucking stay in business, I gotta do what I gotta do. Talk myself into it. Alright, whenever you're ready for card number, I'll give you my card number.
Okay, well, here's the thing, Brian. Before I get the billing information, we're going to set up some profile information, okay? I want to make sure that I have you all set up the way that we need you. So we're going to go general contractor, right? Now, I'm going to get all the services that we're going to be listing, and then we'll walk through a voice verification, all right, where I'll basically walk you through the program. That one takes about a minute, but I outline it for you, so that way you have a good understanding before we even process any type of transaction. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So real quick, all right, with a general contractor, I know you're doing obviously like the porch work, you're doing all that. Now, are you doing remodels?
Yeah. Remodeling. I guess I feel like if I can't do something, I can stub it out. So if somebody has the money and they want to pay me to do something, I can get subcontractors. So you can put room additions, remods, stormwater drainage, drain tile in the basement or exterior French drains or gutter downspout piping. I do a lot
of. Here's what I got. Yeah, here's what I got for the general contractor. You tell me if there's any of them that you don't want. I got accessory buildings, decks and patio, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home addition, home building.
Hold on. So I don't really want to do the exterior buildings just because I don't build pole barns and I don't have a pole barn crew. Garages maybe, but I feel like exterior building is kind of a wide variety.
Like the accessory buildings, you mean?
Yeah, accessory buildings. That's kind of a wide variety.
It is a wide variety. I mean, they can call you for things they may need a storage shed built in the back, or they may need a carport.
I could do that, but I'm thinking like if they call me for a pole building, I'm not going to be able to do that. So I'm kind of, I guess you can leave it on there. If they call me and I want the phone calls, right?
So if you want that phone call, we'll put you
there. I'll refer them to somebody that knows how to do that stuff. Foundations, I don't have a foundation crew, but I do flat work.
Okay.
Like driveways and sidewalks and stuff.
Okay, so instead of foundations, we'll do driveways and sidewalks.
Just put flat work. They know what flat work is.
Flat work.
Is that an option? Is that an option? Yeah, concrete flat work. I don't know.
Okay, concrete flower. Yeah, the reason why is because what we do is, remember, we'll figure that out for you, right? Basically running it.
Okay, all right.
Concrete flower, and it'll give us the keywords that customers are actually using. You know, like, if a regular person needs to, driveway fix, they're going to be like, driveway repair near me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got you. All right.
Okay. All right, and then we have the home addition, which is basically
I guess taking foundation off, that's fine. That's fine, but I'm gonna have to figure out a foundation guy anyway if I'm doing room additions and stuff like that. So I would just call like a local fucking foundation company at that point. So not a big deal. Yeah, additions and stuff. Yeah.
Now, home remodel or renovation, interior finishing and roofing.
I'm not a roofing company. I don't want to do roofing because what roofing does is it adds a shit ton of my insurance.
Yeah, for sure. Because you're on the roof.
Well, yeah, because I'm at higher risk.
The risk is exactly, yeah. So we'll keep the home remodel renovation and also interior finishing, right? Which is like, they want painting or they want, they want flooring. They want, new cabinets or,
I'm not a trim carpenter quite yet. I'm trying to learn how to do some of that. But I got people. No countertops. But like, you can put a trim carpenter down, and if I can't do it, I'll sub that stuff out. You know what I mean? I would love to. I got really injured 5 years ago. I got hurt in a car accident, and eventually someday I would like to just be a GC and not have to physically work anymore.
That's basically what we're gearing towards here, right here. So your marketing is all going to be geared as a general contractor. So what we're going to do is get you verified on the Google network as a general contractor. The address, it can be a residential, like I said, as long as it's not a P.O. box. We'll do the video verification, and that one usually takes about 2 weeks to get that verified. Once that one's done with Google, then we automatically start on that programming. In the short term, we're using the social media, the directory submissions, as well as our websites to go ahead and start bringing in customers within those first 2 weeks. After that, we're using the Google search engines, right, and the optimization to go ahead and really start picking up our call volume.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, that's ultimately what I'd love to be doing is just coming stuff out. Like,
yeah. All right, Brian, that'll work. Okay, so then next order of business. Now, hours of operation. What are you doing Monday through Friday, and are they different from the weekends?
Well, typically I've been working weekends, but I would like to have like Saturday and Sunday off, but I don't have to. You know, if I got stuff going on, then. I'll work.
Think of it this way. It's going to work the same way like when you do restaurant near me, right? And it'll show the hours and when they're open. And basically, this is going
to
show customers when it's okay to call you.
Yeah. 7 to 7, Monday through Saturday.
Okay. 7 a.m., 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Okay. And Sunday we're close. Okay. Are you doing any emergency phone calls?
Yes. I would like to do emergency services. Like if a water pipe breaks or something, I can just, you know, shut their water off or, you know, I can cap it or I can fix it or whatever. I guess I don't know if I should include gas, but I can shut the gas off. I can do gas pipe, you know, like it's not rocket science, but I don't know if he needs like licenses and stuff to do that, But I mean, you could even put me down for like, probably not. That's kind of out there. I was thinking I could do like roadside services even, because like I'm a mechanic and I got a service truck. Like I can help people that are broke down or something if they're really close to my house or something. But then I'm thinking that's kind of like not even on the same page of what general contracting is. So I'll just give you leave that out.
Okay. As far as the plumbing goes, yeah, for sure. So here's the thing. Plumbers are a big hit on Google, brother. Everybody, if they're backed up, if they're clogged, if they're this or that, they're looking for somebody that can help them now. You know what I mean?
Well, so, you know, just, no, don't do emergency services. Don't do that. Because I'm not a plumber. I know how to fix the water main stuff. Like if your water bursts, I can come fix that. I am not a guy that unclogs stuff. I don't have a badass snake, and I'm not that experienced. But you know, like I live in a trailer house, and a lot of people's fucking pipes burst in the winter, and that's a really not a difficult fix. You know what I mean? And there's quite a bit of money in that, but we can leave that out just because like there's so much more to that that I'm not familiar with. That I, Yeah, so, I mean, I can just keep that in my word-of-mouth stuff, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. Okay, so like then we'll stick with the general contracting, yeah. And not only that, I mean, with the general contracting, it's going to come with the territory. I mean, if you're remodeling a bathroom, you're going to have plumbers online. You know what I mean? If you're, you know, if you're doing these types of things, so no big deal. Let's go ahead and get that one squared away. All right. So the next thing we do, we'll go ahead and we'll jump into the voice verification. What was that? You cut off on me.
I'm cutting out a little bit. Hold on one second, dude. I don't know if it's my location or what. Trying to back my dang trailer in this place right here. Alright.
Now, Brian, did I touch base with you already on the early termination fee? Now, we don't have any long-term contracts, but we do have an early term fee. Did I touch base with you on that one?
No. What is that? I guess, what is that about?
Okay. So, here's how it works. It's only 90 days, right? But every 30 days that you're with us, $200 falls off. So, for a 90-day early termination fee, if you decide to leave us before 90 days, it's $600, right? But after the first 30 days you're with us... Well, here's the thing, Brian. I'm going to be honest with you. And before, like I said... Before I do anything, I'm very transparent with you because we're going to be in partnership for a long time. This shit's, this is going to work, right? Now, here's the thing. Every 30 days you're with us, $200 will fall off. So by your second month with us, you're at $400. In the third month, there's no more early termination, right? Now, this thing's going to pay for itself, right? So I'm not really worried about that. But at the same time, I'm going to keep you informed, right? I'm not going to sign you up for something not letting you know.
I just gotta keep thinking about this way, dude. Benny with Aztec Roofing, man, he makes a killing. He's always fucking busy, and he's been telling me for fucking 6 years that I need to get advertisement. I need to get on Google. I need to be on that first page. So it's crazy how I call Angie 2 days ago. I pay for that, and then you guys call me. I mean, I feel like I don't want to spend the money. I don't want to set myself up for not having the money and having to have all this shit on my head, but it has to pay for itself. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I feel some days I just want to go work for somebody else again, and then there's days I don't. I like working for myself. It's just I don't have enough work, or I don't have the work that I want, you know?
Yeah. Well, remember, Brian, I mean, if for anybody starting a business, and listen, I'm in my late 40s. I literally started promoting businesses when we would do the yellow pages, like the ones that got delivered on the driveway. I don't know if you remember those things, right? But anyways.
Oh, yeah.
It does. If you've been in business for, you know, your first year was 2025 and you did no marketing, right? And you were hit and miss.
Yeah.
That's the difference, right? It's about building up the steam. It's about really just getting the eyes on your business, increasing the visibility, making sure that people know, hey, oh shoot, man, we want to remodel. We want this. You got to call Swenson, right? Everybody's Googling it. Everybody's seeing it. It's literally in everybody's pocket. And that's really what makes a difference over time in the accumulation, right? So I'm excited for you, especially because I'm bringing you in at such a low rate. You know, I know that this thing is really going to be able to help you out. You know, so I'll go ahead and I'll start. We'll do the voice verification now, right? I'll walk you through the program now. Now, if there's anything you don't understand, say, hey, Dave, what does that mean? I'll rephrase it for you, okay? Now, it's because we do have you on discounted pre-agreement. This was an added form of protection for you. Sound good?
Yeah,
pretty good. Okay. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Now this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Swenson Services, LLC.
Okay. Now please state your name and title within the business.
Brian Swenson, owner-operator.
Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, now to get results as fast as possible, Brian, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, so please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. What I'm going to do for you right now, Brian, is I'm going to text it out to you, okay? So that way you always have it on file. This one is 24/7 customer service. And off on the side, I'm going to give you my extension. The extension will bring you right over to my office.
Okay.
So I'm in office every day, Monday through Friday, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. That'll be your time. Okay. All right. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. What I'm going to do is provide you with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Now, you do have three options, your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
City I was born in.
Okay. What would that be?
Rush City. R-U-S-H.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean? What?
So, basically, if anybody's calling you and they're like, hey, Brian, we want to help you out with, you know, such and such on Google, give me a call. They may be trying to not only... sign you up for the same thing.
As long as I'm still good with Angie, we're good.
Oh, yeah, no, Angie's is completely different, right? The biggest thing for us is when it comes down to, like, any Google marketing, we have a very specific algorithm that's going to keep you locked into that first page where you're not going to rotate, right? Another company comes in and messes with it, it can mess with your ranking and then completely throw us off, right? And I don't want that to happen. Right. You get derailed just trying to help yourself out. So if anything, just give me a call, let me know, and I'll let you know if that works for us. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, as a part of the verification process, and this is a part where we're going to get you verified for your Google My Business profile, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, this may include your business license, your proof of insurance, or any other items recommended for your Google Business profile verification. Now, we do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
When you submit?
If you have your, like, a copy of your insurance, your LLC license, business card.
Yeah.
And like I said, we're going to be doing the video anyway, so we'll just need these things in the first step. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today, December 31st, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a three-month verbal agreement, and your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 31st day of each month in the amount of $249. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. Now, obviously, there's not 31 days in every month, right? So there's not 31 days. It'll renew on the 1st. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's the number I texted you. Now, if you cancel your account within the first 90 days, no determination fee would apply. That's when I let you know where $200 falls off every month you're with us. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, you just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Brian, what's your last name?
Swenson, S-W-E-N-S-O-N.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, what is the business address?
6521 Jenny Court in Cedar Hill, 63016. That's my house.
Okay, Cedar Hill. Okay, now this address here, you're going to want it masked, right? I mean, I do recommend that we mask the address.
Yeah, probably.
On the Google Business profile, right? So that way when customers see your business, there's nowhere that they can just show up and knock on a door. They just see your service area and they know where you're working.
Yeah.
I'm 98% of all owner-operators do this.
Yeah, that's what I am.
Okay. Updated calendar. Okay, now we're using a Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex.
Master.
Okay, right here you are.
5112-7103. 5134-8535.
Okay, and expiration?
0828.
August 28. And CBB.
845.
All right, you're in the same boat as me, huh? Sore throat.
Do what?
No, I heard you clear your throat. I was like, you're in the same boat as me. A little sore throat, a little cold going on there. Seems like it's going around.
I don't even know. I think it's this house has been working on nonstop for a month.
Oh, really? A lot of dust going on there.
Yeah, that is nasty. When I first started, it was nasty.
Oh. What you got going on in there? What are you working on?
Full gut and rehab. I'm trying to move into this place in like 2 days.
Oh,
I tore out everything, redid everything, and I'm down to the last, just putting mug tape paint, and I can move in.
Oh, there you go. So you're already finishing it up.
I'm finishing up the
stuff. Well, I need to come in, but then you're going to finish. Yeah, then you'll get the finishing touches on it, right?
I got all the stuff that needs to get done, but just at least the really messy stuff like drywall and paint will be done. you know, like the,
you know, the holes everywhere.
Plumbing stuff's done. You know, electrical's done. You know, it's pretty much done. The only thing I'll have to do is like set some cabinets and, you know, like, I'm only doing half the house right now. I'm doing half the house so I can move in. The other half will get done while I'm living here, but it's just going to be, it's going to be broken up into a little, you know, sections, I guess.
Yeah, that's how we got to get it done, right? Little by little. But I want to be the first one to congratulate you, Brian, on securing your first page listing here on Google, man. I know it's definitely going to change the outlook of your business for 2026. Now, quick question. Give me a good email address for you, Brian. I'm going to schedule your onboarding call.
SWENSONSERVICES@gmail.com. You gotta make sure that there's two S's in the middle so that it, you know, it's confusing because it's plural. Most people don't have plural names for their business.
Yeah, I hear you. Swenson's Services. So yeah, there's two S's. Okay. I got you.
Yes, sir.
Swenson Services LLC at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me pull up some time slots here. You got a little bit of time later today where I can get you on board. I want to get all these services taken care of as quickly as possible. Okay, perfect. Are both of them plural? Swenson and Services?
Well, there's S's at the end of both of them, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. There it is. You'd be surprised sometimes, Brian. I'll be talking to some of the business owners, and I'll ask them if it's plural, and they're like, well, what does that mean? I'm like, ain't no way, brother.
Well, I mean, that's kind of how it goes, well, bro. A lot of places, they don't have a lot of people, we weren't good in school, but, man, we can work with our hands.
Yeah, no, for real. I was going to say, look, like, in a lot of the places, it's like, you know, in rural Louisiana or some of, like, the backwooded areas of Florida, they're like, well, what does that mean? And then I'll look at their work and holy smokes, these guys will build mansions with their hands. You know what I mean? Like it's.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like, I don't even have a high school diploma, but I got my own business, so it don't matter.
Well, you articulate yourself very well. I mean, it's not like, I mean, you really can't tell, right? So, and you're right. I mean, at this point, this day and age, it doesn't even matter anymore. Influences, all kinds of things, right? All right, so these are time slots I got available for you later today. Let me see. Okay, these are on Pacific. We're on. So right now you're at 12 o'clock, right? You're on Central Time. So let's see here.
Yeah.
I have a 3:30, 4, 4:35, and 5:30. What works for you?
It all works. You would pick one. I'll just be here working.
Let's do it at 3 p.m. Okay.
I'll just be here working.
Gotcha. This one's going to go right over to your calendar. It'll be me, you, and the onboarding agent. It's going to be at the Swenson Services LLC. I'm going to send it over to that one. Okay, there it is. Okay, now you also should have got some automatic messages sent out to you. I don't know if you got them already, but they'll say, oh, yeah, you should have received them. It says they were already received. One of them will say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. We'll help you out with that one in the onboarding call. The one, if you could open up for me, is going to be the local splash initial invoice.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can give that one a click for me. Check on the spelling of your name. Let me know that I got that one correctly. I'm pretty sure I did, right? And if you see that correctly, you give us a couple of check marks on the boxes there that allow us to send you SMS. And then obviously, I mean, it is your credit card, right? And that you acknowledge the payments are automatic and reoccurring. You just put your signature there and then we're ready to go.
my debit card again.
Yeah, debit card's fine. I mean, no big deal, right?
So yeah, you just put my name, my personal name on that one.
Brian, right? Yeah, I just put your personal name, Brian Swenson.
Just make sure my business is spelled right too, though. Like when you Swenson's, it's got an apostrophe after the S.
I'll text it to you right now exactly how I have it listed. Check it out. Let me send it over to you. And you tell me if I got it right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Swenson's.
Swenson's. It's like Svensson. It's Swedish. But I'm not Swedish.
Okay.
That's funny. I'm not even Swedish.
Yeah, so in America, they put the two Vs together and they made the W. Because there's no W.
Yeah, because they gotta be different. Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha. Cool. Hey, man, America, we're just a melting pot of cultures. I'll take it.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, it's all good. It's all right.
All righty. So, yeah, if you just give me a signature there, and then we're ready to go. We'll reconvene for now, and then we'll get back on the line later today.
Where do I sign? Click here to accept the subscription.
Yeah, and then at the bottom, like to the left, you'll see a little blank box there, and you can put your name in there.
All right, so then you got like passwords and usernames for the local Splash thing or something?
Yeah, that's going to be for that dashboard. Remember we talked about your Google Business Analytics dashboard? So those are going to be your logins those are going to be your logins for that one. Now, as soon as your directory submissions go live, your website, all that, it's going to be transmitting all your data, right? So after onboarding, you'll start noticing you're going to be getting emails. Hey, your Apple's live, your Yelp is live. And as all those start going live, everything starts getting transmitted through that dashboard. But yes, absolutely. Those are your logins for it. You can go download it already if you like.
Wait, so my login information is in the email?
Let's see here. Yep. It says, welcome to Local Splash. And then it says, here are your credentials for your client dashboard. And then username, it'll have a series of numbers, 636-210-6386. And your password is BELEADS, all lowercase. All
right.
But that's in your email. All
right.
Okay. All right. So then we'll reconvene, and then later today we'll be back on the line for that onboarding.
All right.
Any questions for me right now, Brian?
No, sir.
Alrighty. Okay. Well, then we'll reconvene, and then we'll be back on the line later today.
All right. Thanks.
Talk to you in a bit.
Yeah,